With evacuations ongoing in Afghanistan, the big story has been getting Americans and the Afghanis who helped the U.S. military out of the country. But there is a group of foreigners who are staying behind, and the Taliban wants them to remain. Those people are the employees of the NGO Doctors Without Borders, which runs clinics and hospitals in five of the country's provinces. Benoit Leduc is the group's operations manager in Afghanistan, and he joins us now by Skype from Kabul. Benoit, welcome. Tell us, what are the doctors and nurses seeing at your hospitals?
So what we're seeing is, of course, depending on what happened exactly in each location in terms of fighting or withdrawal or negotiation of the handover of the cities, people don't access easily hospital or structures. But as soon as the fighting stopped, and this fighting has been very difficult for our teams, I'm thinking of Lashkargah in Helmand, where the team was among bombing, stray bullets, the hospital was on the front lines. As soon as the fighting stopped, we start to be overwhelmed because other hospitals did close, and MSF structures in the location we have remain the only health functioning structures. Lashkargah is overwhelmed. In Herat, we start to see more acute malnourished children. Luckily, COVID wave is finishing. Still, we need to have contingencies for a fourth wave. We feel to be overwhelmed in the coming weeks, and we hope we'll be able to bring the supply. One difficulty we have now is transport. MSF, as our organization, we use charter planes. This is on standby. So we would like to be able to access the project and relieve the teams, bring new people to be able to cope to this new needs.
What about the issue of security? Your group has been operating in Afghanistan, as you say, for many, many years. Your hospital and staff have been bombed or attacked several times. How has the security situation changed in recent days? Do you feel safe operating your hospitals?
Well, we had reassurance from the new authorities that we should continue peacefully our operations. So we try to do the Taliban. Of course, the situation is still very fluid. How much control? Still, we are assessing, but I would say we're able to work normally, if we can say normally, in Afghanistan, but we're able to operate for now.
What kind of conversations are you having with the Taliban? It sounds like they want you there.
It depends from all the locations. There's new people being appointed, so of course we're in touch with them. They told us, please continue the activities. Please be reassured about security. But it seems there is a lack of a central direction coming from a central level in Kabul. And I'm sure you will ask the question about female staff, the female staff.
Yes.
And we need female staff to run maternity. We need female staff, nurses, to run a ward for malnourished children. And so far, they're able to come to work.
So far, how are they feeling about the future?
Well, of course, there's a lot of fear. Everyone was shocked by the speed of events. The old demons of the previous times in the 90s are there. We're very worried about what will be humanitarian assistance as a whole in Afghanistan under a Taliban regime. Will there be funding? NGOs, will they be able to continue the program, not only because of security and the environment, but also simply because of funding?
Just yesterday, we spoke with the World Health Organization's director for the Middle East, who said that getting supplies in from the airport right now was a significant problem. Nothing's coming in. How is that affecting you?
So far, we have stock for a few weeks. We're talking on only a few weeks. We've been able to ship some medical goods by truck from Kabul, from the Kabul warehouse to various projects. But certainly, we need to bring in planes with urgent supplies, and this means proper air control and proper operations at the airport. We need customs, we need handling services. Alternatives would be by road, Pakistan, or through Tajikistan. We're looking at all these alternatives.
Before I let you go, at one point while we were talking, I believe I heard an airplane flying overhead. You are in Kabul. It is a country that the entire world is focused on now as the U.S. military tries to evacuate tens of thousands of people. Just for you personally, what is it like to be in that city?
What is certainly shocking is all the fears and all the uncertainties and how people can be affected by all the rumors on the social media. This is certainly very strong emotions. It's also being not able to move, not able to go to the projects and support the colleagues and try to do the best in the operations. So we're just waiting and hope that things will settle around the airport and that supplies will be able to come in, humanitarian workers also to come in the country to help and to move around. This is what we're waiting for.
I know you're so focused on your work and it's incredibly important and probably all-consuming, but are you scared?
Honestly, not really. I mean, we have to try to be rational about the risk. I think our activities and the programs of MSF are recognized. So we're doing okay, just and focused on contingencies. You know, COVID is finishing, but the vaccination coverage is very low. So we're afraid of a third wave. We need to relieve our teams who have been working in very hard conditions. So this is what keeps us going.
Benoit Leduc is coordinating medical care for Doctors Without Borders in Afghanistan. He joined us from Kabul. Benoit, thank you so much. Stay safe.
You're welcome, Peter.